You are now listening to Sports Talk Circle, coming to you live from Alice Deal Middle School in Washington, D.C. Now let's join our host and some of his students to talk sports. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sports Talk Circle. My name is Nick Monaco. I am a PE coach here at Alice Deal Middle School in Northwest D.C. Tenley Town is the location. We're here in a middle school conference room, and I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12 7th grade boys ready to talk sports. I don't know about you guys, but I've never heard of a radio or podcast show like this with 12 young great minds in sports ready to talk and give their opinion on some hot-button topics in the world of sports today. We're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about two topics today. First, we're going to talk about the little Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin scandal down in Miami with the Dolphins. We're going to go around the circle a couple times. We're going to get some opinions. We have a short show because we're trying to do this during school today, so these guys are going to get on the mic real quick and off. They're going to give their opinion, and we're going to move on. I'll introduce them as we come. First up, seventh grader, one of my very own students. Very pumped to have him with us today, Montana. I'm going to ask you a question, Montana. What do you think about the whole Richie Incognito scandal down in Miami? For those of you that don't know, Richie Incognito is an offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins. And it came out when Jonathan Martin quit the Miami Dolphins, it came out that he quit because he was being bullied by Richie Incognito. Now, Montana, Richie Incognito has had a reputation around the NFL as a player who has bullied and been rude. He's been kicked out of games before. He's had some really ridiculous personal fouls, okay? So he's not necessarily the best guy in the NFL. Montana, tell me something you know about bullying from your experiences in middle school. What kind of things go on with bullying? What do you think happened here? They were saying that the Incognito forced Jonathan Martin to buy him dinners, thousands of dollars worth of dinners, guys. I don't even have thousands of dollars. I'm a teacher. Thousands of dollars worth of dinners. And Jonathan Martin had to pay it because he was a rookie. So he's being bullied by an Incognito. What would you do if you were a rookie NFL football player and an older guy, a veteran in the NFL, came to you and said, hey, buy me this dinner? What would you do? How would you react to that?
I would be shocked. I would be shocked. I would most likely tell either the coach or take matters into my own hands.
What do you mean by take matters into your own hands? Would you just deny? Would you say, no, man, I'm not going to do that. I'm a rookie. I'm not even making as much money as you. Why do I have to pay for this dinner?
To be honest, I would actually, they know, and if he tries to get physical, I'll punch him.
Well, we don't want violence, right? We're avoiding physicality here, but the NFL is a physical game, right? Yeah. It's a physical sport. So, you know, these guys might have short tempers. We know Incognito has a short temper. So $1,000 worth of dinner. The main thing you said that I like is that you would tell a coach, right? Do you think that Jonathan Martin went to his coach?
I think he was probably scared to go to his coach.
That's a great point. He was probably scared to go to his coach because this was a lineman that was so well, was such a huge part, and this was a rookie. He's probably afraid. He was intimidated. Okay, pass the mic to our next guest, Quincy, real quick. We're going to come back around, so these guys are going to get more than one chance to talk here on Sports Talk Circle, Alice Deal Middle School Edition. We have Quincy on the mic now. Quincy, one of the character guys of the group here. He's the comedian, but we're going to get his opinion on this situation. Quincy, I'm going to bring something else up real quick so everyone else can hear before they speak. These guys, these two linemen, Richie Incognito said they were really good friends, that they were friends, and they sent text messages back and forth, okay? Come to find out, they have sent thousands of text messages back and forth to each other through each other's phones. So they're boys. But Incognito sent Jonathan Martin a text message that actually threatened his family. He said, I'm going to kill your family. Okay? He said that to the rookie lineman. Kind of scary stuff coming from a psycho. I mean, Richie Incognito is kind of a psycho, guys. I'll be honest. I see a lot of head nods. We agree. This guy's nuts. He's kicked players in games. He's stomped on players in games. What do you think, Quincy? Sending those text messages. They're boys. They've sent thousands of text messages. But when you get a text message that says, I'm going to kill your family, that makes you think this might be a little more serious than just palling around, right?
If it was up to me, I would have probably went to the GM and asked either I get traded or he get traded because of what's going on. I mean, I know what they're cool and all, but if you're talking about their family, That's like saying their mother and stuff. And
yeah.
If you're a boy.
His wife, his kids.
Yeah, if you're a boy, that's not something you play around with.
Yeah.
Even in middle school, like, I'll admit I do say stuff about being his mother, but I don't mean it personally.
You joke on people. You joke around. I know what it is.
I don't mean it personally, but
right.
When you talk about killing somebody's family, I think you're just taking it out of hand.
Take it too far. It's more than a joke when you say something like that. And that's what he said. He said it was a joke. Right, and he said it was all a joke, and they've joked around like that before. Now I'm gonna take a little bit of a turn here. Pass that mic to Yamani. Yamani's next up. Again, another seventh grader. All of these boys in here are seventh graders. All these men in here are seventh grader. Better yet, Yamani, we just heard Quincy's take on that threatening text message. What just came out a couple weeks ago was that Jonathan Martin actually said something similar back to Richie Incognito. He actually said, "Oh, you're gonna kill my family. Oh, I'm gonna kill your family too." Like, and he sent him like a little, like one of those little pictures with the little words on it, and it was something silly, like really inappropriate for school. We're not even gonna say what it was talking about, but he sent him something inappropriate too. So the violence talk was kind of back and forth between these two guys. So based on what we've heard, between paying thousands of dollars for dinner, Montana said, "No way, that ain't happening. I'm not paying for your dinner, not that much." Quincy said, "You're not talking about my mama, okay?" But now we find out that Jonathan Martin is saying stuff back. What do you think? What's going on here? Is it all Richie Incognito's fault, or does this raise any questions for you, Imani?
I really, like, my opinion, I think that, like, the bully is supposed to like protect the kid, and he keep bullying people, but he's not supposed to do that because that's not the right thing. But the other dude, he shouldn't have said nothing back to him. Because he should just left it alone and just like told the coach or somebody, told him what's going on, and they would probably like woke it up or he probably got fired off the team.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Or fined or suspended off the team.
Yeah.
Right? Now you said, so the bully, you would expect that of the bully, but when the other guy retaliates, does it kind of ruin his credibility at all?
It kind of does because like he's probably not that kind of person that would probably say something like that. He's probably a cool guy.
Right.
And like that would like, if you like probably like ask him something nicely, like, can you do this for me or can you do me a favor? And he'll probably say yes.
Right. Okay. I like that. Pass that microphone over to Jacques. Jacques, you've heard kind of everything now. We introduced the stuff with the three people. Tell me what you think about this whole situation.
Well, I think that, locker room bullying is kind of like a thing in the NFL. It happens like every team. They're always joking around the locker room.
Yeah, they say they haze the rookies, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And also hazing the rookies is also a thing. But eventually, they just take it too far. And this time, Richie Incognito took it way too far, and he went way over the line. And he said some things that should never have been said.
Right.
And eventually, that just has to stop.
Yeah.
And the NFL might try to stop this kind of thing in the future, but Roger Goodell might try to...
How do you think Roger Goodell, that's the NFL commissioner for those of you that don't know, how do you think Roger Goodell is going to do anything? How can he do anything to change this? What can he do?
It seems really hard, but he might, like, if any news, like, leaks out about some locker room issues, then there would be, like, increased consequences for those who are involved.
Right.
But it would be a really hard thing to do considering there's a lot of privacy in the locker room.
True.
And don't know who, like, find out what's actually going on in there.
Absolutely. Good point, Jacques. I like that. Pass that mic to Tim. Tim, we just heard what Jacques said. He said something needs to be done. Something has to be done to stop this, and the NFL needs to step in and stand up and say something. What do you think the NFL actually realistically can do without violating players' privacies? Because there's always been that stigma, this kind of idea that whatever happens in the locker room between players stays in the locker room, right? It's kind of that private bond that players have with each other. What do you think that the NFL can realistically do? What would be your solution?
I don't think the NFL really can do anything about it because they of course, all the players are going to complain that the guys standing in the locker room watching for this. I think they can educate the coaches about like what to do and how to prevent this. And first of all, talk to the senior guys. This is not okay. These rookies might perform really well for our team, and this is pretty. It's not a good idea to bully them. And so another thing is that so people look up to the NFL players, right?
They're absolutely.
Like the role model. You can't have just people going around and bullying people.
Yeah.
That's just not fair.
Right, the guys right here in this circle probably look up to a couple NFL players, right, guys? Nod your head if you agree, disagree. Right, I mean, there's players in every sport you look up to. And if you find out that something like this is going on, you said the coaches need to be made wise of this. We do stuff like this right here in the middle school where we have like anti-bullying programs and we learn about what bullying is and show the signs of bullying. So it's kind of funny that seventh graders know what to do, but then you have grown men in the NFL who don't know how to handle and can't stop bullying. It's kind of silly when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, basically they just need to grow up and like notice what kind of job they have and who they're talking about and like kids that respect them and have to, like,
man up. Yeah, man up. Be proud of the job you have and the money you have. Isaac. We're going to go next to Isaac. Isaac, what do you think about all this, man? Give me your opinion. Hold that mic right up to your face.
Okay. I think that there should be increased consequences, like Jock said. Like, for example, if you get expelled at school, I think that not only, like, you should get fined, but you should, like, be expelled from the NFL or something like that.
Yeah, suspended, kicked out.
Yeah. Because then, like, a bunch of people want to be in the NFL, like us. And then, so, if they bully them, they'll get, like, expelled from the NFL.
Give some more severe consequences so that these players actually take it into account and think before they do something. Just kind of like when you get suspended from school or you get kicked off of a team that you might want to play if you stop doing what you're supposed to do. You all have those consequences. Shouldn't the NFL players, why are they any different, right? It should be equal across the board. These guys, this is their job. They need to take it more serious. Isaac, great point. Pass that microphone to Cal. Cal, I have a question for you. If you were Jonathan Martin, would you come out and tell people the real story? Because what's happened is Jonathan Martin hasn't released really any press or anything about it. Richie Incognito has done a couple interviews because he's wanted to clear the air of anything. He wanted to make it known. He was like, look, he threatened me. Like this, we were buddies. This was us palling around. I didn't know it was bothering him. If you were Jonathan Martin, would you come out and let it be known and speak your mind? Because right now, Jonathan Martin isn't saying anything. What would you do? Hold that microphone right up to your face.
I would come out and I would tell people the real story if something really bad is going on, because I think people should know so that like you can prevent stuff from like this happening again.
Absolutely, yeah. And you're a rookie. And you have – this team drafted you with a high draft pick, and they expected you to help their franchise. And now there's a chance that he's not going to play for the Dolphins ever again. That's his job on the line, right? So, if you were Jonathan Martin, you would take it into your own hands to make sure that people know. What would you do? Would you contact the media? How would you go about that? What do you think the right way he should do that is?
I would probably talk to my coach or other managers of my team so they can put it out on the media or hire people ranked up in the NFL so they can know about it and they can make changes.
Good point. I like that. Okay, pass that microphone over to Steven. Steven's been sitting silently waiting for his time on the mic. Here it is. Steven, give me your take on this whole situation. What do you think?
Well, I think it's not fair at all because he's being bullied for no reason. And you know how they said Tech doesn't do it back together.
Right.
Maybe he was defending himself. I know some of you guys here defend yourself when you guys get in trouble. So I would defend myself too if someone was bullying me.
Right.
I was too afraid to tell a person.
And Quincy said it too, right? You come after my family, it's a little more serious. Like, if you're just palling around with me, that's one thing. But then when you start bringing families into it, it gets a little more scary when you start talking about wives, kids, and other family members, mothers, fathers. You know, not that it's ever okay to bully, but it takes it to a different level, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Steven, what do you think the Dolphins should do?
I think the Dolphins should fire Richie Incognito. If he's been with us before,
absolutely. I agree. Let's pass that microphone to Ben. Ben, Steven just said that they should fire Incognito. Now, Richie's been suspended from the team indefinitely. There's no timetable on when he's coming back yet. Okay? So he's been suspended. He's not playing for the team right now, but Jonathan Martin isn't playing either. Do you think Jonathan Martin will ever be able to come back to the Dolphins? Is that something that's realistic? Because right now, some of his teammates are even saying, look, Incognito and him, they were best friends. And we don't believe this. Like, we think that this is just being blown out of proportion. Do you think, first of all, that Incognito will ever play again for the Dolphins? Answer that part first for me.
I think
right up to your mouth, buddy.
I think it really depends on whether or not this all the publicity dies down a bit a lot, because he might not want to be in this whole like situation. He might not want to have to
So Incognito might want to avoid talking about it too. Now, what about Jonathan Martin? Do you think he's going to play for the Dolphins ever again?
Same thing. I mean, I book way low.
Yeah.
I would just let it blow over. Hopefully, wouldn't get any worse. Like, not saying anything that might risk your job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of like his job. This is a rookie NFL lineman. His whole dream is to play for the NFL, right? And he finally gets there. And this all comes up not even halfway through his first season, and now he's not on the Dolphins. So let's pass that microphone over to Eddie, our resident offensive lineman here in our Sports Talk Circle, Mr. Offensive Lineman himself. Eddie, I need the offensive lineman opinion. What is going on right here? Have you ever experienced anything like this on any football team you've played with bullying or anything, with older kids?
I've never experienced it because most linemen are actually pretty nice.
I agree. I love linemen. I've told you that many times, that offensive linemen are my favorite people.
Yeah, but I think they were just playing around, and then it just escalated from there. Because Ricky Incognito took it way too far. We had Jonathan Martin, and I think Jonathan Martin did the right thing coming out of it.
Yeah, I think he did do the right thing. And I think that now I have another question for you. You've had many coaches playing football, okay? What should the coach have done about this instead of waiting until Jonathan Martin just disappeared? What if the coach was made aware of it earlier? What should he have done?
I think he should have told the GM or the owner, because they would have done something earlier about it, so Jonathan Martin would have stayed on the team and Richie Incognito would have been penalized before. It was given out to the media. So I think he should have told the coaches and the GMs whatever about it. So it would have been better if the coach would have heard about it earlier. So
absolutely. I agree with you. All right, let's go over to Joseph. Joseph, give me your take. You're also a football player, correct?
Yeah.
Speaking in that microphone for me.
Yes, I am a football player.
And what have you ever experienced anything like this on a football team that you've played on?
I have not
Right.
Or you'll get kicked off the team.
So the way you said that, though, I mean, do you think it's kind of the coach's fault too, for not establishing that with his team?
Well, it could be the coach's fault, because on all the football teams, I think, well, like I said, the coach let you know about that, but they won't get off the team if you do like something.
Absolutely, no, I agree with you. I think it's not very fair that the coaches are kind of just skating by in this whole thing, and everything's just fine with them. What do you think the Dolphins should do?
I think the Dolphins should get Richie Incognito off the team.
Yeah. What about with Jonathan Martin? Should they bring him back? What if he doesn't want to come back? Should they just release him and let him play somewhere else?
If he wants to come back, just let him come back.
Right.
I think that would be a good idea. But if he doesn't want to, then he would just go to the team.
Right. I agree with you. Pass the microphone right here to Winston. Winston, we're running out of time, so we're going to get Winston and Trevin, our last two guests here on the air. Winston, we just said Jonathan Martin should be able to come back to the Dolphins if you want. I don't know if he'd want to go back to that team after all this has happened. Do you think he'll be welcome on another team, though, when everyone might think that he'll just be a baby? Maybe he's being a baby about this because everyone's supporting Incognito. Do you think that he'll be welcome on another team if he does decide to go there?
Yeah, because he's actually a good player.
Right.
So I think teams want to go to the championship, not just about this little stuff.
Right.
People want championships and want money, so I think they'll let him on the team.
Right, and they want to have the best chance of winning those championships, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely, I agree with you right there. All right, let's pass it to Trevin. Trevin, real quick, let's wrap this up. Trevin, break it down for me, man. Tell me what you think this whole ordeal is going to be. What do you think the final solution should be? What should they do?
I think they should fire
Incognito.
Incognito.
What about the head coach? Should he be held responsible? A lot of people are saying they need to fire Philbin, who's the head coach of the Dolphins. What do you think?
I don't think they should. I think they should give him one more chance.
Give him one more chance. Maybe he can change the culture and make sure that everyone on the team knows what's going on so that this never happens again. Okay. Guys, this is our first Sports Talk Circle. Give me a thumbs up. Actually, you can cheer. What do you think? Make a little noise for me right now if you think it went well. All right. Yeah, there we go. Good feedback from the group. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first episode of Sports Talk Circle. We'll have a couple of them coming back for you here at Allisfield Middle School in Northwest D.C. My name is Coach Monaco, your host. Thank you to all of our participants. The bell has rung. These guys are staying after. They're really pumped. They got to go home. They got to feed their dog and walk their dog and eat their afternoon snack, go to their after-school activities. So we're going to wrap this up. We'll see you next time on Sports Talk Circle. Thank you very much.